Last year, the General Assembly approved an A through F grading system for schools. A Senate bill passed yesterday, patroned by Democratic Senator John Miller of Newport News, would expand the categories by which schools are graded and delay the law's implementation by 3 years.
The A through F bill really measures only poverty. It doesn't measure academic achievement. But a lot goes on in schools besides just academics. There are other components that we need to measure: quality of the faculty, extracurricular activities, parental involvement, cost per pupil. Those things all factor in to getting a good education.
Republican House Majority Leader Kirk Cox of Colonial Heights spent 30 years teaching in Virginia public schools. He supports a one-year A through F system delay approved by the House.
You're simply trying to kill the bill when you say three, and I don't agree with that. People would like to see a common sense way of evaluating schools. And the current system, they cannot argue, is one that's convoluted and no one understands. What's accreditation with warning mean? Are you a C? Are you a D?
Republican Delegate Tag Greason of Loudoun, the House patron of the A through F grading system, says he's hopeful this delay gives lawmakers the opportunity to make the system stronger long term.
People work more intently when they have a deadline, and therefore 1 year delay we think is a better approach than a longer term delay.
Another bill passed yesterday by the Senate would delay by 1 year the implementation of the Opportunity Educational Institution, or OEI, the state school board tasked with taking over chronically underperforming schools. The OEI law was challenged by the Norfolk School Board and the Virginia School Boards Association. Democrats and former Republican Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli say the law violates the Virginia Constitution, which states that public schools are to be funded at the local level. Democratic Senator George Barker of Alexandria.
The lawsuit will go forward. There are also actions that could be taken in the budget, other types of things, gubernatorial actions. What we're trying to do is just sort of make sure that there's not a rush to try to implement something that probably is unconstitutional.
Another Miller patron bill passed yesterday by the Senate will reduce the amount of SOL tests students must take by 25%. Eliminating many which focus on non-math and non-reading subjects.
The problem with the SOLs is that we have taught to the test so well that we have a generation of children who are great at memorization but not at critical thinking. A student can tell you when we went to the moon, but they can't tell you why. In the third grade, we're the only one of 5 states in the country that require 4 SOL tests, and those are cumulative tests. They test knowledge from kindergarten through third grade. So a third grader is going to be tested on more knowledge than they'll ever be tested on the rest of their academic career. History and science can wait for future years.
Delegate Greason's SOL bill also reduces the number of tests by 25% and in addition establishes a committee to improve the tests that remain.
The innovative committee is looking at moving away from multiple choice questions and moving away from rote memorization and moving closer to problem solving and critical thinking.
Delegate Cox cautions that legislators must remember that SOLs still serve a purpose.
There are too many tests, 34 were way too many. But some people, I fear, would like to see SOLs go away entirely. And that goes back to a system we had when I first got to teaching and to the General Assembly where there was no accountability. So the trick is in the balancing act.
In regards to the OEI, Greason prefers not to delay the implementation, but wants to make sure the funding doesn't put unintended burdens upon affected localities.
It is the law, and what I want to make sure is that we don't walk out of this session with a law that is ineffective. Who actually is paying for the, quote-unquote, the takeover of the school? My focus in, quote, helping the bill is making sure that the funding flows to the children who ultimately need it the most.
Democratic Senator Barbara Favola of Arlington says she'd like to target the problem of underperforming schools by expanding safety net programs. She cites a school in Detroit that established resources for impoverished families.
There's primary care there, there's a nutrition center, their families are counseled, and that has helped stabilize the families, which in turn have enabled the children to do better in school. So much of this is related to families struggling and living in poverty and not having the resources or the time to be able to nurture their children, and we need to look at the whole picture.
Governor McAuliffe supports eliminating the A through F grading system and reducing the number of SOL tests. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.